Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. We're a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, John Burns, an energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, and we're located at the Superior Courthouse at the County Complex in Barnstable. We've got an really interesting program today with all the emphasis on green. Businesses more and more are starting to emphasize green as part of their business, the business plan and what they offer to the community. And I have a wonderful guest here today, Barbara Nigel of Willie's Gym, has taken up the cause for energy efficiency and green energy, and she's offering a green membership at Willie's Gym, and she's a local entrepreneur, business person, someone that's fairly well known in our community. And Barbara, we're delighted to have you here today. Thanks very much for coming.
Thank you, John. It's wonderful to be here.
Barbara, first question. Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry. Amy Voll, who's been on the program before, she's joining us here today and is going to help me interview Barbara. Barbara, I'm curious, though, where does the name Willie's Gym come from? You don't look like Willie.
I'm delighted to
But it is your gym, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is. It is the name of my martial arts teacher, who actually I consider a second father, really raised me from the time I was 15 years old. And I started training when I was 11 years old in martial arts. And my parents were a little bit older, and they had some health challenges. So I spent all of my time with Muscular Ogone Willie Wetzel. And so I named the gyms Willie's Gyms.
Nice. And you've got several of them.
I have three,
okay.
Yes. 120,000 square foot multifunctional sports facility in East Ham, and a 19,000 square foot our original gym in Orleans, which I love, a little rock and roll club. It's great. And then we have a women's only facility, so I think we're pretty well rounded.
And the women's facility is in Hyannis.
Hyannis, yes.
Okay. And let me guess, you use a lot of energy.
Yes, we do. Probably more than the town of East Ham.
Oh, wow. And so it was perhaps natural, both from an economic standpoint and from an environmental standpoint, for you to pursue energy efficiency as just good business.
That's correct. And I think that for me also, you know, I have two young children. I would like to see them enjoy this beautiful place we live in. And I realized that if that's going to happen, we all have to do our part. So not only was it an economic decision, but also, I think, you know, a moral.
It's great. About a month ago, or maybe it was 2 months ago, I don't know, time flies when we're having fun. Amy and I were on here talking about the Governor's Clean Energy Challenge.
The Governor's Clean Energy Challenge, yes. And Barbara, I know that you were one of the first people here on the Cape as a business to sign up for that challenge.
I'm excited. I think every business should sign up. It's time for us to take a stand and to do something.
I agree.
Help our environment.
And, you know, just to let people know again, businesses are taking the challenge over the next 3 years to reduce their energy use by 10%. And the Cape Light Compact and the state are going to give you all the support that we can to help you meet those goals. But I think the other thing that's really great is that the folks at the challenge were so enthralled by Barbara and everything that she's...
And who wouldn't be?
Exactly. Yeah. Everything that she's doing, that they actually asked her to participate and be a small business mentor statewide for other small businesses across Massachusetts who want to learn about energy efficiency practices. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Barbara is actually going to be speaking at their conference. I believe it's in Worcester. On May 12th.
May 12th,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so everybody, sign up and go listen to Barbara speak. You can go to the Governor's Clean Energy Challenge website and sign up for that as well. But we're really looking forward to that. Do you have anything that you want to tell us about what the mentoring program might mean?
Well, you know, we're just getting into this now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're excited to do whatever we can. I believe that for us, just to educate or help other businesses to get the right resources to reduce their energy use is important. And Cape Light Compact has been amazing to work with. We wouldn't have done the things we've done up to now if it hadn't been for you.
And what have you done so far, just to let folks know?
Well, we have completely revamped our gymnasium lighting and tennis court lighting, which is, you know, just about 60,000 square feet of space. Mm-hmm. And we put sensors on all of our, in all of our studios and the racket courts and so forth. We've changed.
You had the metal halide lights out in there before, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
And those are the ones that you have to leave them on.
Mm-hmm.
Virtually, you turn them on in the morning, you pretty much have to leave them on all day because it takes so long for them to what they call restrike if they, if they're turned off. And so I know that now you've got the high-performance T8s, they're called. And the nice thing about high-performance T8s is the lighting quality is so much better. And you can actually turn them off and on whenever you want to. And as you say, you've got occupancy sensors in there. So if people are on the tennis courts, the lights are on. And if they're not on the tennis courts, then the lights turn themselves off.
That's correct. And our members have commented the difference in their games and in the lighting on the floor, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have the best lighting on Cape Cod now.
Well, that's great. And the nice thing is that it's, you're not using anywhere near the electricity that you were using in the past. How long have you had them on there?
We have, it's now 2 months, I believe.
About 2 months.
So you should just start to be seeing that in your consumption.
I hope we meet that 10% reduction right away. So
that'd
we can
be nice.
Raise
that'd
the bar
nice.
There.
Right. That'd be nice. You've got, you changed your exit signs?
Yes, we did.
Okay, and you turned those into the light emitting diode or LED exit signs?
That's correct.
And just so folks know that you think about an innocuous exit sign, just sits there and it consumes electricity, about $70 a year worth, with the old incandescent type exit signs, and the new LED signs consume maybe $2 or $3 a year. Plus, they last for 25 years. You don't have to change the bulbs all the time.
That's great, and I can't even begin to tell you how many we have. So at the old rates, we really have saved. You know, we have hundreds of them.
And what are your plans over this 3-year period of the challenge? You're going to be introducing other types of, for instance, on-site renewable energy. You've been considering.
Yes,
want to talk about that?
We've been looking at just about everything, but solar. Obviously we would like to consider wind, but I don't think that is something that will happen in the next few years. We're looking right now at a new energy computer system that will, you know, regulate the entire building, especially Eastham, because it's just a big
facility.
Yes, it is.
So that's an energy a computerized energy management system that you can actually program to operate your facility remotely or from the front desk or something along those lines.
Yes, and that's an amazing program because for us, you might have in our group exercise studios, for instance, you might have a class that requires it to be a little warmer, and then you have another class coming in that needs to cool quicker. And so by being able to set this up remotely, we can just do it without having to run around the building and without having another person, a staffer running in and out. So it not only is saving on just the energy, but also the manpower, the hours, and the mm-hmm. And the wear and tear on our employees.
Right.
So. Cutting down on their exercise, though.
Right. Well, we like them to exercise, but you have to remember all these things, so this makes it easier.
That's true. You were talking about your pool facility, which I thought was very interesting. I know you put a saltwater pool in.
Yes, we did.
Which is much more green option than the traditional pool.
And we did that 7 years ago, and so it was when saltwater systems were not, they weren't well known, at least on the Cape. There are more now, but it's a wonderful system because it's cleaner, it's better for the environment. Our members can swim with their contacts in, their suits don't turn green. We don't have the skin irritations that you would with using a lot of chemicals. We also put a desert air system in the pool when we redid all of the mechanicals in the building, but the pool, we put a new desert air system. So as it's heating the water, it then regenerates and heats the outside air. So we're reusing energy.
Yeah, a reuse of the so-called waste heat or byproduct heat.
Yes, and that was important to us sure. when we looked at this.
Mm-hmm. So. You're offering now a green membership. Now, how would one go after a green membership, and how does that compare to a different colored membership?
Well, what we've done is we wanted to do something to invite our members to participate in our efforts and to really open the awareness in our community that this is important, that we all should be doing something. So we came up with a green membership that is actually a reduced rate, and we designate that for our green efforts only. So any member that chooses to join under our green membership, that money will only be used for all green efforts for the facilities.
So if I were to buy a membership, all of the money that I spend on the membership goes to?
On the green membership, okay. Yes. And we just bank it, and then as we do things, then we use that money.
Use that towards energy efficiency projects and that kind of thing. Now, you did participate with the Cape Light Compact, can you talk about some of the contributions that the Cape Light Compact, financial contributions and otherwise, made to the effort?
Well, besides holding my hand every step of the way, which I have
which
to
is important.
Thank them, because it is important. There's so much that you have to know. And, I'm not an engineer. I'm just a little gym owner. So it really helped to have experts in the field who cared and it took us under their wing. But they also contributed 80% of the cost. So
Of the project,
which was amazing. We didn't expect that. And had they not done that, we would not have been able to do what we did so far. So we're very, very grateful. And I think this is a wonderful organization. More business owners, more individuals should talk to them and seek their advice.
There will be a big push on over the next several years towards energy efficiency. More of those projects. In the past, we've had to kind of be careful as to the number of those projects we were able to take on. We're going to be able to take on more and more of those projects because actually, as we save more energy, it literally frees up more money for us to do the projects. And so it's a good opportunity. I'm glad you've had a good experience with it. Expect that you're going to be with three facilities or are probably going to be looking at more ways and we'll be watching your electric bill to see how you're making out. Barbara, you've been at this a while. I want to probe into your background a little more. You look awfully young maybe it's because you use your own facilities and keep yourself in good shape, but you look awfully young to be as big a business owner as you are. I think you told me 160 employees, something like that.
Yes, we do. We have 160 employees and wonderful. All of them are like family. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful people, like-minded. They're all of us together as a team make decisions about the business and what we're going to do. I think of it as it belongs to them as much as it does to me. But we really want to support our Cape Cod community. Mm-hmm. our motto is three clubs, one community. So this winter, for instance, we were able to keep all 160 working. We didn't lay anybody off. Thank you to Cape Light Compact who reduced our other expenses. Makes that more possible.
That's great. Well, I want to know, obviously you have such a bright outlook on life. No, seriously, you are one of the most positive people I have met in a long time. You're a real community leader, and I know you get involved, you go to meetings, you give your input to what's going to go on in your community. Where did that interest come from? Because I don't think most people have a natural interest in that on a day-to-day basis. And, you're very nurturing and caring with your employees, and you care about your community. You care very much about preserving your way of life here and keeping it green for your children. Where did that outlook come from?
I have to say that, as I told you, I was raised by my teacher, Mosque Ragone Willie Wetzel, and he taught me very young that we are just joyful people. And whatever happens to us outside, whether we have sadness or, we're happy or whatever emotion or anger, whatever we're having, that's just what's happening to us on a daily basis. And I think that I've learned to really appreciate that joy, and I love the business that I'm in. I love the community. I love the people. That's where I really, I could I could be doing anything as long as I was dealing with people all the time. Mm-hmm. I feel that Willie's makes a difference in people's lives, and in order to continue to do that, you have to get involved in your life. You have to get involved in what's happening around you, what's happening to your neighbors, you know, what's happening to our environment. So that's mm-hmm. where I think it comes from, this internal joy that really kind of sends me out in the world to make sure that we do everything we can to make a difference.
Yeah.
And that's actually our mission statement, that we, you know, our businesses are here to make a difference in the lives of the Cape Cod community.
And that's really nice to know as well, because I think, you know, that's what the folks saw in you in terms of being a mentor for other businesses that are here, because you do need people who are motivational and that can explain, you know, we were just talking about how confusing learning about all this clean energy and renewable energy can be, and there's so many options out there. And I know what we try and do at Cape Light Compact is kind of demystify that experience for you, but it's also really nice to have people and other business owners be able to speak to each other about, you know, their experiences and exactly what they went through. And I know that, you know, you have done a ton of research kind of moving forward. You're going to be doing more as you use some of that money from your green memberships to kind of do more upgrades. And, you know, we're very pleased that you're willing to share those experiences with other business owners.
I'm happy to do that. I do have to say, and I'll keep repeating this, but it is very confusing when you start to get all the information. And as I said, I'm not an engineer. Sometimes it feels like you have to have an engineering degree. But Cape Light Compact made it simple. They put it into very understandable terms for me, showed me what we could do and what we couldn't do, brought Rise Engineering in, who gave us a wonderful proposal, spelled everything out, so we knew exactly what we were getting into. And that makes it, if I can encourage anyone to contact Cape Light Compact now, even if you're just to get information.
Yes, and actually we've had Rise Engineering on the program. Our residential energy auditor has been on the program. Actually, the president of Rise Engineering was on the program, and we've talked about some of the benefits to both businesses and residences. You're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Our guests today are Barbara Nigel, the owner of Willie's Gym in Northeast Ham, Orleans, and Hyannis, and Amy Vohl, who's a marketing and communications coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. The nice thing about energy efficiency is you can take baby steps. You don't have to do it all at once, and you can have a plan that goes over several years. In the case of businesses, if that's what you want to do, or you can have an expert, an energy auditor, that will come in and audit entire facilities, lay out plans for you. The Cape Light Compact has some very, very attractive financial incentives for you to. You get a double bang for the buck here. The Cape Light Compact will put up a substantial amount of the money to get the projects going, and then you enjoy the energy savings after it's all done. And we talked about how to get a hold of the Cape Light Compact, and you can call 800-797-6699 if you're interested in getting an energy audit. And how do we get a hold of Barbara at Willie's Gym in case we want to? if I'm a business person and I'm considering improving my energy efficiency and reducing my energy bills, and I want to talk to somebody that's done it, how do we get a hold of Barbara?
You can call me anytime at 508-255-6370, extension 103. Be happy to talk to anyone. Would love to get more people involved. So let's take the challenge.
And you have a website, too.
We do. It's williesgym.com.
I'd like to get back to the Governor's Energy Challenge. Amy, you and I talked about this last month, I believe mm-hmm. it was. And hopefully there'll be some other businesses out there. I know that we're limited to 25 businesses statewide, large businesses,
right,
and 100 small businesses. And I'd like to see 24 large businesses on the Cape and 99 small businesses, and we'll leave one of each for the rest of the
state. Exactly. And I have to tell you, so far, so good.
Okay.
I've talked to the folks up in Boston who are running this program, and they have been absolutely thrilled so far with the response down on Cape Cod. But obviously, we want to be well represented on the state level. And we're going to show them that we are the best energy efficiency region in the state of Massachusetts.
I think there's maybe a couple of reasons for that. Number one, we are Yankee string savers out here on Cape Cod. We stretched a dollar as far as it possibly can be stretched. Plus, we have a real appreciation for the environment out
here. That's true.
The environment is what drives Cape Cod's businesses. Mm-hmm. And if we don't take good care of it, then tourists will stop coming here. And
exactly. And, you know, there's an economic reason to do this as well, even besides being green and energy efficient. This is a state program, and you will be recognized as a leader for doing your part to help fulfill a state mandate. And you're going to be getting recognition statewide. And these are going to reach people who come down on the Cape every summer. And they want a vacation here, and they'll go to your business. People are really looking now to see if they have, you know, they're looking to go to a green hotel. They're looking to go to a green gym. They want to go to a restaurant that, you know, they have green practices. I think it's really going to help businesses, especially in these hard economic times, to really show that they're going green and doing their part to help the environment and keep our region as clean as possible.
And so if somebody wanted to sign up for the Green Energy, the Governor's Clean Energy Challenge, mm-hmm. how would they go about that?
Well, there's two ways to do it. You can go to capelightcompact.com.
.org,
excuse me. Right on our homepage. Thank you, John. Right on our homepage, we have a logo and a sign in, and you can just click on it and it'll take you straight to the Governor's Clean Energy Challenge website.
What if I sign up for the Governor's Clean Energy Challenge and I don't get my 10%? What's the penalty?
What are you doing to me, putting me on the spot like this? Luckily, I don't make those decisions.
I think, and I've said it many, many times on this program, whether you're a business or a resident, if you've not done anything in energy efficiency in the past, you can save a third of your energy consumption and not even notice it. Your lifestyle will not change one iota.
I can tell you from personal experience, just installing the compact fluorescents in my home, mm-hmm. significantly, and I saw within a month, significantly reduced my energy bill. And Barbara, I'm sure between your home and your business, John, I'd actually like to ask you about the technology behind that. Why is it so much more efficient?
Because the energy in a fluorescent light bulb is given off in the form of light rather than in the form of heat. An incandescent light bulb is basically a heating element that gives off a little light. And when energy was cheap, incandescent lighting was common, and because the technology was simple, and with cheap energy, you didn't really care that most of the energy was in fact wasted. Compact fluorescent lighting, the technology is a little different. What happens is you have a little circuit in the base of the bulb. That's why the base of the bulb is a little fatter than mm-hmm. than an incandescent bulb, although you can make them now that look exactly like incandescent bulbs with just a little fatter base to them. What that is, that's a little electronic circuit that ionizes a gas. And as the gas ionizes, it gives off light. And so the energy is given off in the form of light instead of heat. Now, you get a double benefit in the summer, and if you're running an air conditioning system, because with an incandescent or the metal halide bulbs that you had in your gymnasium, you had to run your air conditioners significantly more in order to move that heat from the inside of the building to the outside of the building. So not only do we save,
I did not know that.
Not only do we save. Three quarters of the energy with a compact fluorescent bulb, we also don't have to run our air conditioners as long to get rid of the heat.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't tell you how wonderful that sounds to me. You know, there is also, for us at Willie's, the number of members who have complimented us on the lighting, it's changed their game. It's changed the way the basketball players, soccer players, you know, the tennis players, the compliments, the testimonials are amazing. So not only are we saving energy and making a difference in our world and our community, but people are happier.
Right.
How great is that?
Right. Actually, the quality of lighting in the gymnasium and in the tennis courts are actually much better. So you're saving energy and making your customers happier.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, we also put this type of lighting in one of the community centers up Cape. And our board member, who was somewhat responsible for pushing that project through, he said he walked into the tennis courts one day and the game stopped and he got a standing ovation right there on the spot. They loved it because of the quality of the lighting. So, folks, if you're out there and you happen to be driving through Northeast Ham, why don't you stop off at Willie's Gym and if Barbara's got a minute or one of her folks has got a minute, ask them to take you to the tennis courts and see just how amazing that lighting is.
I would love to tour anyone at any time.
Good. Well, we hope they take you up on it. And why don't we give them your phone number again?
It's 508-255-6370. And you can ask for me directly or my extension 103.
Okay. And Amy,
yes.
We want to sign up for the Green Energy Challenge or we want an energy audit. What do we do?
Well, sign up for the Green Energy Challenge. Again, go to capelightcompact.org, click on the Clean Energy Challenge logo, and you'll be taken straight to the website. You can also sign up for the conference that Barbara will be speaking at. It's the Governor's Clean Energy Challenge Conference and Expo. It's at the DCU Center in Worcester on May 12th in 2009. So it's coming up real soon.
I hope to see everyone. Let's make a
difference. I hope so, too. And for those of you that may want an energy audit for either your business or your residence, you can call 800-797-6699 and sign you up, and we'll give you an energy audit. And the Cape Light Compact will pay for a significant number of the improvements.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and one more thing, John, sure. Just really quickly about the challenge and expo. If you sign up for the Governor's Challenge, you can go to this conference for free.
Excellent. And you can't beat that.
You can't beat that.
Ladies, I cautioned you that this half hour was going to go by so fast we wouldn't know what happened, and it's in fact happened, so we have to sign off. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org, or you can call 800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guests today, Barbara Nagel, the owner of Willie's Gym, Amy Vohl, marketing coordinator of the Cape Light Compact. I'd also like to thank John Braden, our engineer, for all he's done for us today. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, 92.1 on your FM dial and streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. I want to thank you very much for listening and wish you a wonderful, energy-efficient afternoon. Thank you.